Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I applaud Trajan Langdon. That's an unpopular thing to say at the podium. What do you mean? The East is wide open. You got to be super aggressive. 2 years ago, the Thunder had a losing record. Nobody knew that they had a number two. You're lying if you thought J-Dub was going to be an all-NBA player, a defensive machine. The Pistons have Jaden Ivey, who stepped forward in a big way last year as a shooter. They have Asar Thompson, who dealt with blood clots until late in the year when they could ramp him up. And they have Jalen Duren in there as well, all surrounding Cade Cunningham. They have a star. They have a promising group of young players. They should have won a playoff series a year ago. And they are positioned on the margins to add some shooting and take another step next season. We are right now living in a city where there is a collective frustration with patience. I feel it, but I don't want to unfairly place that on Trajan Langdon, who's been on the job 1 year and has done a hell of a job and is not currently dealing with a long playoff drought, looking at you, Steve Yzerman, or on the edge of a championship, Scott Harris and Brad Holmes. See, Langdon deserves the patience more than anybody else. I think it's unfair to put the frustrations of the other three teams and the lack of big moves on Langdon and the Pistons, who are doing this the right way in today's NBA.
Yeah, and so I'm not frustrated with the Lions, with the Tigers, with the Pistons. I am willing to be patient. I'm willing to allow some of these young players to continue to develop. And I've talked ad nauseum about the Lions and the fact that they are so young, and a lot of that improvement can just come from those guys getting better. Where my frustration comes, and this is where I lean on you, is with the Red Wings.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. Their building, and it's their building, not the Pistons' building. The Pistons use the Red Wing building. The Pistons are winning playoff games 1 year into Trajan Langdon. And I know it takes longer in hockey, but it's 6 years going into 7 years for Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
I think it'd be wrong, though, to lump them together. And that's where I think Valeni screws up in the afternoon, is lumping them all in together. Yzerman, come on, buddy. There's a name to watch for the Red Wings we'll get to at 7:02. Come on, Yzerman, you got to do something. In the case of Holmes, football windows 3-4 years at a time, mm-hmm. You want to capitalize on it. Baseball, there's no salary cap. In basketball, we've seen this now where it is largely homegrown rosters that win the title. The Nuggets, Mike Celtics,
yeah.
The Warriors. Right? I mean, start looking around the teams that win the NBA championship. It's Thunder this last year.
Right.
You can add
some of it's the adjustments on the business side of things. And
with the aprons and everything.
I'll let you try and figure that out.
Yeah, I'm going to give our listeners a calculus lesson today.
Uh-huh.
No, it's just the idea that you really have to do it largely within and then make a move here or there. What you don't want to do is say, I got to be aggressive. Let's go get Kevin Durant.
Right.
Phoenix lost both sides of the Kevin Durant trade, acquiring him and then trading him away. We went through this when they added Blake Griffin in Detroit. You want a one-year crack at it? I don't think the Pistons are right there right now.
No, they're not in striking range of that one-year crack, even though what is going on in the rest of the league may lead you to believe that that could be possible.
But do you want your general manager to compromise the way he views his roster because someone else got hurt?
No, I don't want that at all.
I don't either.
So I think the general frustration with the four teams is that I don't think anybody's taking a very big risk at all. And eventually you do. You don't win championships in sports without taking some sort of risk or chance. The Thunder took chances and risks.
They did. And
they started all this by moving Paul George.
Yeah, and that was actually what got them SGA.
Right.
Now, he wasn't SGA, so people go trade for an MVP. They didn't think they were trading for an MVP. They developed an MVP in Oklahoma City.
But at the same time, Sam Presti stuck to his long-term plan.
Yeah, we played audio this week of 2021 Sam Presti saying, shortcuts cut long run short, and we don't want to just make the playoffs, right?
Right. But
we want to arrive.
Right. But like I said, you find me championships where it's the team didn't make some sort of calculated move.
Tom, we could do it in this city. Brendan Shanahan, Rasheed Wallace.
Right.
You got to make moves to get over the hump.
You usually don't win it where you do everything internal and you don't get something significant from the outside.
Yeah.
I don't think the Lions have gotten something significant from the outside yet.
No.
I mean, if you want to count Goff, well, that's what triggered this whole thing. Okay, I get it.
But now that you're here, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
I think, speaking to collective fandom in the city, Lions fans are Tiger fans. So then it bleeds over, and then it starts to... Well, you might not feel the frustration personally, John. It does exist in our listeners.
Oh, sure.
And those fans are also Red Wing fans and Pistons fans. I just don't think it's right to put the Pistons in the same category as the other three now.
Right. And the thing about Brad Holmes is I don't think he gets enough credit for hopping around in the draft. Like, those are measured moves to get guys, and he's been right most of the time.
Let's get to Randy, who's been waiting in Westland. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, guys, and Heather. I just wanted to chime in. First of all, I do agree with Trajan Langdon. I think that you need to keep your young guys, keep this team together. But having said that, there's a name that I was interested in going back to the middle of last year. I started hearing his name as possibly being available, and that's Domantas Sabonis. I wanted to know what you guys think about adding somebody that can crash the boards, a kind of a bigger guy, and can shoot.
And can shoot, yeah. Good passer, really good passer, too.
Do you think that's even possible, and would he be considered a fringe player? Would we have to give up too much to get him?
I don't think he's a move on the margins. I think he would be a bigger swing. Trajan did leave the door open. Like, if someone wants to do something stupid, take advantage of him. Like, I really don't understand what Portland did yesterday. Flipping Simons for a more expensive, older Drew Holiday. Like, if someone's willing to do something stupid in this league, fine. You have thoughts on Sabonis?
Would I love to add and upgrade the roster? Sure. And physicality, size, the ability to shoot? Sure. I just don't know that now is with what you have to give up. That's the issue. It's these players aren't free agents. You're going to have to give up some of the youth that you have that is still to be determined as to how good they're going to be.
And I'm more willing to do it if I feel like I'm winning a championship.
Right.
Which is the conversation for baseball and football. Texter says, I think all the general managers in this town have a pact to not outdo each other. Nobody makes a big move. Nobody outdoes anybody. Bunch of sissies.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to...
You don't have no response to that. Next one... No, I don't think they have a pact. Texter says, very happy we aren't making any big moves yet. No real reason we shouldn't wait a year to see who from this group develops as that number two. Texter says, people love that Atlanta trade, but no way the Pistons were going to give up anything to get Porzingis for $30 million for one single season. The Hawks didn't give up very much. Look, if you want to say the Pistons could have made that move and given up a couple seconds, that's the moves that Langdon's talking about. Moves on the margins. I'm cool with that. I would have been fine if they traded for Kristaps Porzingis, a big who can shoot threes on a one-year deal. You wouldn't have given up any of the young players.
Right.
I would have been fine with that move. But those are the moves Langdon's talking about. Texter says, three of our four GMs have exceeded expectations, and instead of trusting them, we want to act like we're smarter than them. I blame it on having so many bad GMs in our past.
There is a lot to be said for patience, but there's also something to be said for when the time is right, the opportunity presents itself, that you do have to go for it. I will argue with that caller that when he says, we need to let these guys develop, I think we have the pieces to win a championship. I don't think we do. We have some really nice pieces, and we have some pieces that can be a part of a championship team, but at some point you are going to have to add talent. If you add it through trade, you're going to lose a lot of those pieces. if you add it through free agency and this year's free agency class is not good, then you're losing what you're trying to build.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.